Now to a world of writing and publishing that many of us are unaware of, and we're hoping to hop on a bus trip to discover it. The zine magazine scene has its origins in the 1980s punk movement, as well as in fan magazines. Zines are photocopied publications ranging in size, shape and style, but what they all have in common is that they're handmade. They can have the rough charm of DIY or be sophisticated, complex collages with subject matter ranging from deep political or gender discussion to poetry, meandering thoughts to stories, drawings, even recipes. As part of the recent Emerging Writers Festival held in Melbourne, a bright double-decker London bus trundled around the city, filled with eager zinesters displaying their words and drawings. The book shows Anita Barrow climbed aboard the zine bus, and in the spirit of the medium, she cuts and pastes impressions of the day.
Zinesters aren't just writers, they're also artists and drawers and comic poets. Artists, poets, people who write prose, like a lot of stuff that goes in zines doesn't really slide into any other category in publishing, so it's, you know.
I read of a zine once that was accepted as a zine, which was in effect a blank serviette, with the idea being that, you know, when you get an idea and you're in a restaurant, you write it on your serviette.
There is an artist down here who releases a zine called You, which comes out, and basically they're all just letters that he writes and just leaves them around in different record stores and things. They're always one piece of paper, sometimes in a brown paper bag with just a simple potato stamp on them, and you pick them up, you find them, you have to go searching for them, but basically they're just a letter to anybody who wants to read it, one piece of paper, which is amazing. I think that's great.
And there's origami zines.
Yeah, there are zine cranes.
Crane zines.
Crane zines.
Or zine cranes. And each different colour is a different story, and you just unfold it and you can read the little story.
And sorry, what was your name, librarian?
My Chloe.
Chloe the librarian.
Yeah.
And zine stuff.
Yes.
Okay, insultaroids. What are they?
These are Polaroids with lovely insults to go with the pictures.
You make Collingwood players look classy.
You were like an old bike, everyone's had a ride.
Oh my goodness.
They vary. Yeah,
even your washing machine doesn't like you.
That's brilliant.
I think I'm actually
That's my
get that
washing
one.
Machine.
Okay, this is a performance piece. It's called I Gotta Forget It. I gotta forget her. I gotta forget her. I got her. I gotta forget her. I got 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 her. I gotta forget her. I gotta forget her. Forget her. I got her. I gotta forget her. Forget her. I gotta forget her. Forget her. Forgot her. Forgot her. Forgot. I forgot her.
Yeah. And this.
Oh, you're Eddie Berger.
Yes.
So you've got different volumes here. You've quite a production, actually.
Stories and art and poetry.
So how many customers
have you got?
We've had at least a dozen people come through so far.
Okay, anybody buying some zines?
Oh, definitely. The insultoroids, they've been flying off the...
Isn't that sad?
People like strange insults.
You do it purely for the love of your writing or your art. You do it purely because it's a part of that DIY culture that allows you, for a brief moment of your life, to get away from all that technology stuff. You know, you're going back to basics, cut and paste, drawing, writing, using a typewriter. It's all going back to basics. And
like when you were a kid with your little craft box.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
And what is the language that it's, I mean, is it still that kind of subversive punk culture? It seems to be changing.
It has changed a lot. I mean, that punk culture for zines still exists, but a lot more people are using it to create art as well. It's also a scene for people who want to start a writing career as well, somewhere to start without being mass produced.
Hi. You've just bought a zine.
I have.
Are you a regular buyer of zines?
I bought zines last year at the Emerging Writers Festival at Page Parlour, and I was won over. I think they're...
Have you thought of trying your own zines?
I have. I'm I struggled to sort of stammer out a few words, so maybe with an old-fashioned Olivetti typewriter you could do a great job.
So you have to have a typewriter, you can't do it on a computer?
Oh, you can. Yeah. You can write them, you can... I just like the staccato.
Some zines are on the web nowadays, aren't they? There's sort of a...
Yeah, that sort of detracts from the paper quality of the holding something material in your hand, which is what I love about zines.
Yeah. So. And sorry, what was your name?
I'm Stubes, Mr. Hi. Stubes. I'm part of Fond of You.
Lucky yeah. Lung, Stinky, and Mr. Stubby. And there are zine names.
Okay.
Nom de plumes.
So, do you have a different life in your zines than you do in your normal life? Is this some sort of like a.
We're capable of much, much more in our zines than out, I'd say.
And get away with more mischief.
So what kind of mischief are you getting up to in this scene, Fond of You? That sounds very benign to me.
Well, it's like a play on the fondue, like cheese, so Fond of You.
That's very retro.
Yeah.
We have lots of useless facts. We have some poetry and comics in there, quite a few quotes, which you might find.
Robert Louis Stevenson?
Mm-hmm, which I think that's a great one. Many the long night I've dreamed of cheese, toasted mostly.
You're ringing, really, because you're not actually a zine, you're a zernal.
We're faking it, we just want to be on the bus.
Yeah.
So what was your name?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. Hi. And what do you do in your day jobs?
Book publishing, historian.
I work at the State Library.
Yeah.
I'm a museum curator.
And I work in publishing.
We kind of wanted to keep a bit of a punk edge to it, just handmade, DIY, put together, but... then kind of, I guess we say, upholding a slicker style as well. So there's one of my favourites is an article by a girl called Kim, who works for CSIRO. And
oh, yes, that very complicated one.
Yes, yes, it goes into great detail and put together a whole bunch of scientific data as to whether vinyl is appropriate as covering. It's a good read, makes for a good read.
And so, can you make any money out of your zines?
Absolutely not.
No chance.
No chance.
Is it also about testing? I'm saying,
absolutely.
If you have a small production and test it and get some sort of feedback,
absolutely.
Perhaps.
People do put their contact details on the zine, and some people do actually get some feedback. They say, thank you for writing this zine, and it has changed my life, or something like along those lines.
Andrew Finnegan, the bus conductor, you've safely... delivered all your zines to their final destination.
And we've composed a song all about the zine bus as well.
One, two, three. The zines on the bus are so profound. Some are brown, some handbound. Zines on the bus made to a sound, driving round and round.
Eurovision, here we come.
Yeah.
That was the very brave Anita Barrow, and the zine bus was part of the Emerging Writers Festival held recently in Melbourne.